So Be'ezrat Hashem, with great, great gratitude to our Father in Heaven, we must admit that the real journey of the truth seekers start in that place of them asking for the truth to be revealed. And like that, many times I mentioned that my journey of tshuva started as me being a person who just felt that some things that he was doing in his life were wrong, was not following my heart, and felt that I misled myself and misled others to think that I am someone I'm not, allowing myself to follow my fears instead of following my deep conscience and inner feeling. And ignoring it for a long, long time brought me to pain and to sorrow and to sadness. And with time, when you work on yourself and you try to rise to a place that in that place you'll feel more close to your inner truth, you find out how far you are from it and how low you were in earlier times. Now, when a person starts to look for the truth is calling him. And this is why the word truth in the holy language of Hebrew is being written with the first letter Aleph, the first in the alphabet order, and then the letter Mem, that is the middle letter of the 22 letters of the alphabet, and then the letter Taf, that is the last one, to show you that you're going to walk from the beginning till the middle and then to the end. Means that the truth will pull you from one step to the next to accomplish and to complete your journey and to find the complete truth. And it's known that a group of liars cannot receive the face of the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is the Spirit of God that is hovering on earth. And when a person is not seeking for the truth, he will seek for his own pleasures and for his own fake success of satisfaction, of his like physical satisfactions. He will try to enjoy moments of his life all the time, and he will make sure to enjoy those. He will try to do whatever he can to protect himself physically in this world and to bring and to pull things to his circles, to his base, to his home, to his environment, for him himself in a selfish way to enjoy all that physical bounty and fake safety and confident of false trust of things that does not necessarily able to protect you and to save you from pain and from sorrow and grief. And a liar, a person that is lying, can never succeed. And that's why the word lie in the holy language of Hebrew is written with the three letters Shin, Kuf, Resh. Shin is a letter that is standing on one leg, because the bottom of the shin is a triangle, so it stands on its corner. That's the letter Shin. And Kuf is another letter that is standing on one leg, because the leg of the bottom leg of the Kuf is long and one. And the letter Resh, that is the last letter that builds the word lie, is also standing on one leg. Therefore, you have three letters that are not stable. And this is why it's written, Sheker en lo raglaim. The lie does not have legs, does not have feet. He cannot stand. He's never standing. He's always about to fall. And when you're about to fall, you try to stabilize yourself. And what's the way to stabilize yourself when you're lying? To make up another lie. And then to make up another lie. And then one sin pulls and drags you to sin again and to violate again and to corrupt and to ruin. And therefore you fall into that trap of the evil inclination to become a snowball that is going down the hill and getting larger and larger, but its end is a huge explosion. And there will be no way out except for admitting the truth. And that pathetic truth will be that you lied for a long time, that you were not an honest person. And that's the beginning of tshuva, that we're saying to Hashem, Hashivenu elecha v'nashuva, we want to come back to you, and then we will come back. Because in that place that we are at right now, that is the place of husks and coverings and darkness, over there the spirit of Hashem is hidden and covered, because dover shkarim lo ikon leneged enav, a person that is lying cannot stand in front of his eyes. But immediately when a person starts talking words of truth, simple words of truth, like saying to Hashem, Hashem, I'm a liar. Hashem, I just lied. Hashem, I just messed up. Hashem, I need your help. Hashem, I cannot do it without you. Simple, most humble truth of them all immediately pulls you out of the darkness and brings you back to light. Because Hashem is close to everyone who calls him with truth. So immediately when you start saying words of truth and admitting the truth and confessing and opening your heart and just becoming again an honest person, by that you're bringing yourself to the front stage to stand in front of God and to enjoy His light, because His light is available for those ones who are seeking Him with truth, because the seal of Hashem is the seal of truth, and Hashem Elohim Emet, and the God that we follow is the God of truth. And this is why the Bible is not covering for our ancestors' mistakes, and not plastering reality, and not changing the facts. And the real sages and the righteous ones are always and were always honest to admit their mistakes, like Abraham that knew to admit his mistake, and like King David that was able to admit and face his mistake, and Moses that took upon himself the judgments and the real decision of heaven's court about his mistakes. And every one of those pillars of light is shining until today, only corresponding to his honesty and the fact that he was truthful and loyal to the truth. This is why Moshe is being called Eved Ne'eman, a loyal servant, because he was loyal to the truth, because he seeked for the truth with no end, and he never satisfied himself with lies. Because when you're lying, you're rejecting and kicking yourself away from the truth, and the truth is our God. Simple understanding that the Creator, He is the God of truth, because His existence is real. Why God is the God of truth? Because really there is a God, because really the Creator is our Father in heaven, and He is the one who exists. He is the one who created heaven and earth, and He is really the one who gives life to the world and makes people alive and give them wisdom and power and energy and supports their destiny to believe in Him. And therefore, because He is the real existing Creator, and His Spirit is hovering in and out every particle of creation, therefore He is the God of truth. He is the real Creator, because He really created this creation. And we're being pulled from Him. We went out of Him like beams of light that came out of the sun. And we're just wandering in His world, reflecting His godliness in so many shades and wonderful colors out to the rest of His creations. And the main way to present and represent someone is by showing His qualities, His amazing truth and goodness and greatness. Therefore, each and every one of us must follow the inner light, being an honest person, revealing and shining the inner light that is treasured in you. If you feel something, if you want something, if your heart desires something, you need to check with yourself. Am I desiring that thing? Is my will coming out of honest reasons? Do I want to achieve those things out of good intentions and pure mindset? Or am I being selfish now and self-centered and focused only on my fears and on my lusts or my desires? If you find yourself truthful, you should follow that truth with no end. Even if you don't see an end to that journey, even if you don't know how you're going to harvest your success in the end of that amazing long journey, you should keep on fighting till the last day, till the fat lady sings, till you're going to reach that moment of clarification and perfect understanding and sense of the hidden and mysterious supervision of the Creator on your life. And you're going to find the truth, because it's in the nature of truth to bring you from Aleph to Bet, and from Bet to Gimel, and from Gimel to Dalet, and Dalet to Hey, and then to Mem, and then to the final letter, Tav. And Tav is a mark that is written in the ancient scripts, that the letter Tav was the letter that been written on the foreheads of the righteous ones. It's a mark on the forehead of the righteous ones, that when animals or angels are looking at a person, they can see on his forehead if the letter Tav is shining. So then they know that he has that mark, that he is a righteous one, and they cannot touch him and to hurt him in no way. But if that Tav, that mark is not shiny, is not complete on his forehead, it means that he still is on his path and did not achieve the truth completely, then they still have the permission to hurt him, and then he can be damaged on earth. Now, every one of us for sure gonna ask, oh man, so what I'm gonna do? Because I for sure have not completed my truth yet, and I'm just in my baby steps, in my diapers, working hard on being honest or whatever. So again, I'll tell you where that mistake is coming from. That mistake is coming from your lack of appreciation to your heart's intention, your low self-esteem. That's the reason for your sorrow. Because when you're going to say the most humble truth, but from an honest place, with a real humbled heart, to say to Hashem, Hashem, I am lying to you. Even now, when I'm telling you those lines that I am trying to be honest, really, I have a certain feeling that I'm still not completely honest with you. And I feel like I'm still lying. I don't know what am I doing wrong, but I have that certain feeling inside of me that I'm not completely with you yet. Even by saying that and just explaining and expressing the distance from the truth, and the inner feeling of you being wrong, you are saying words of truth just by being honest. And that's the only thing that the Creator is asking you, to be people of truth, to be truthful people. If He would want you to be an angel or a righteous man or a person of God, He would make you with those qualities. But He gave you the truth in your hand and the opportunities to lie. And you should choose life. And you should choose the truth. And you should choose to walk in the path of the sages and the righteous ones who never lied. And if they made mistakes, they took full responsibility on those and worked hard to fix themselves. May the Creator remind us where we are carved out from and who are the huge branches that we are attached to, till we can understand that we are part of the tree of life, the tree of truth, and we're going to be people of truth that represents godliness in its glory and greatness and grace. Amen. Ken yehi ratzon. Amen.
The world does not exist, because olam milshon ne'elem, the world is just blocking the light of truth. The world called alma deshika, world of life, is just a fake. We're just inside of an illusion. It's just a fake. We're just inside of an illusion.
We're just inside of an illusion.